It was quite an adventure. Shorty and Frog caught the westbound train and were headed over the Rocky Mountains, and they did it with no money in their pockets. It's not recommended you do it, but it does make for quite a story here on the American countryside. Today's edition is brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. They are built to last and are farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
She is known as Connecticut Shorty. When we sat down to visit outside the National Hobo Museum in Britt, Iowa, she began to tell me about her father, Connecticut Slim, one of the most famous hobos in the land. She rarely saw her father in person, but after he passed, she wrote to some of the people who she knew he'd interacted with over the years.
I wrote to all the different people, and they wrote and said your father would pass through every year, and he worked in our kitchen. He was well known. A small population of hobos got to be more well known.
Shorty's father died in 1990, and she decided to follow in her father's footsteps on a couple of adventures soon after.
I rode the rails with some other hobos. I always rode with somebody that had been riding 25, 30 years, people out there riding. In the steam air hobo days were men, although there was some women riders.
She did have some amazing trips.
My longest trip was about 2,000 miles from Staples, Minnesota to Whitefish, Montana and back on the Burlington Northern over the Rocky Mountains through Glacier National Park. We can't beat seeing America from a rail, you know.
Shorty will quickly tell you this is not something you should do, and it's against the law to hitch a ride on a train.
You always have the chance of getting arrested. It's really a misdemeanor, but I've been chased out of rail yards. But being a smaller, older woman, they're not apt to take me to jail. They never did, but they could.
It was a no-budget trip.
We went with no money, so we had to get across the country and back with no money. At one point, we hitchhiked, maybe 200 miles when our train was going the wrong way, which happens.
Want to hear the full interview? Follow the American Countryside on Facebook and look for the American Countryside podcast on Hobos. Traveling the Countryside in Britt, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.